This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live, we're live 7 days a week. It doesn't matter what day of the year it is. Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever, we're here. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Figure that out wherever you are in the world. And you call us at that time, you can get through.
Do the math.
Yeah.
Do the math. It's
and
easy.
Usually the wait time is not bad at all here on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah.
We often start the show with people, you know, don't plan ahead. Usually it piles up as time goes by, often by 9:30. You know, it's getting tight, but usually 7 o'clock, not so bad at all.
Right.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I am glad to see that Bill Clinton can still grab headlines, Chris.
Grabs the headlines. He's grabbed other things before, yeah. Too, I guess.
He's a grabber.
That was my token Bill Clinton joke. Have to throw one in there. But...
Oh, I've got a good one.
Go ahead.
I raised pigs for some time.
Yes.
And I had a boar named Bill Clinton. It was his job to eat and hump. Remember when Bill wasn't, when he was in office, he was quite the, he was a little pudgier.
He was.
Now he's quite the clothes horse, right?
Right.
You know, very thin, looks good in a suit, that kind of thing, but not so much when he was in office. He's very affable.
Oh, God. But Bill is, he's grabbing headlines again, and this time it has to do with gun violence. He is, and this is coming to us from Breitbart. He is calling for an assault weapons ban again.
Okay.
This time, the day after a man kills five people with a handgun.
Did he talk about them being related?
He I guess gun violence is gun violence.
Yeah.
And in Bill Clinton's mind, if anybody dies,
assault weapons.
Yeah, we just have to ban things until people are not left with anything that they could do harm to themselves with, I guess.
I was having a conversation today with somebody I'm relatively certain is a bit of a gun grabber herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, what I find interesting about handguns is handguns, what's the saying, God made man, Sam Colt made him equal?
Right.
That handguns level the playing field.
They do.
Little 95-pound 18-year-old girl can defend herself against Mike Tyson.
Yep.
With a handgun. It's a tool.
Yep.
It allows one to defend oneself against the what in the past would have been an undefensible situation.
Exactly.
And that's pretty cool. But it's not... Those generally aren't the people that are possessing the handguns.
Yeah. And this article is going to talk a little bit about it. And it's a short little blurb, but I think we'll just jump into this. Bill Clinton calls for an assault weapons ban the day after a man shoots and kills five people in Bakersfield with a handgun. That's important to note here, I think. Clinton did not mention the Bakersfield
often
shootings.
When people, often the gun grabbers do not get their facts right when it comes to guns, and it kind of shows that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be making laws on which, how these tools are possessed and who possesses them and that kind of thing. If the only thing is about this weapon is that it's black and
right.
Plastic and it scares you.
Right, and that a bullet comes out the end. And this is, it's frequent. And I can't tell how many times I've seen on social media with some of my liberal friends that there was some shooting. You know, it was a robbery. There was no news out about it at all. But the immediate conclusion was, you know, I bet this was an AR-15. I bet this was an assault rifle. It just, you
not nobody. It is going to be rare that somebody uses an AR to rob a liquor store or something. You know?
Yeah, it is just, it's an impractical tool. It certainly is practical for certain things.
It's a practical tool for robbing the liquor store. It is an impractical tool for walking in and walking out of the liquor store. Right? Like, you want a concealable weapon if you're going in and going out, because I'm reasonably certain that guy with the AR is up to no good, right?
And he's going to start drawing attention as soon as he gets out of his vehicle. Whereas with a handgun, you know, you're not going to know. People don't know that I'm armed pretty much every moment of every day. But, you know, I was in four or five different businesses today. Not a big deal, but right. I was armed every single time.
Yep, not that big of a deal. Let's go to James calling in from Missouri, listening to KWLA. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, folks. Glad to get through.
You're through.
Appreciate it. I was trying to reach you guys several days ago about seeing maybe if you have any attorney resources that could work with me in this part of the country to get a very low-level felony expunged or I don't know exactly what's possible, but I need to talk to an attorney, and you can't seem to get to talk to one anymore without a heavy fee.
Well, what I would do is I would just use a search engine where you are and look for people who do, you know, felon expungements or that kind of thing. I mean, you know, expungement Missouri,
yeah.
And see what you came up with because I do not have attorneys that we work with all over the country that do this kind of work, and they get so specialized, you know.
Yeah, and we're a liberty oriented talk show, and you know, is there a liberty angle to this? I mean, was it just a straight sort of crime, or was it something that you feel you shouldn't have been charged with a felony or something like that?
Well, I was just kind of shocked because I came back to this part of the country hearing news that my mother was on her deathbed. And to be by her side.
Uh-huh.
Well, she ended up.
What is that?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Something weird happened.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully we're not under attack or something. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. She came out of the surgery with some kind of major brain damage. So there was some problem, I guess, with the procedure.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that.
So, yeah, it was one of those compassionate situations where family and attendants just agreed probably best to disconnect her from the machine and let her go without going through the healing process, winding up with brain damage, what have you.
Right.
And
there's a felony involved here?
Right.
The West Coast state where I have I had a cousin bring me an inheritance from my aunt that was living on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And she was apparently a bit of a fan of the occasional green, you know?
Okay.
And,
green,
guess,
you said? I see. So, okay, marijuana. All right.
Yeah, smokable or, yeah. So, anyway, a county deputy pulled me over on a moped, and I had just come from meeting my cousin.
Wait a second. You were on the moped or the deputy was on the moped?
I was on a moped.
It'd be so much funnier if he was. All right, go ahead.
Just thinking that. Go ahead with your story.
Okay, yeah. So I picked up the purse he was bringing, and it's kind of a ornate, looked like a souvenir from Mexico, probably on a trip she'd made down there or something. But anyway, I was just going to touch bit with my cousin as far as conversation and that, and then headed back to the house. And I guess at the time, I had a...
10 seconds, James.
A little bit too long of grass on my lawn, and that was apparently a chargeable offense, but somebody had stolen my mail. I got a message about that in my mailbox, which is a postal mailbox in urban zone. I don't quite understand how
James,
that works.
James, best of luck with it. Gotta go to the... gotta go.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Looks like Bill Clinton in the news. Calling for an assault weapon ban the day after somebody shoots up the place with a handgun. Not like an assault weapon ban would have done much good there, but, you know, that's how these things tend to go. The 4th Annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up fast. It's October the 27th and the 28th in Austin, Texas. Texas Bitcoin Conference is always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now. Get your tickets. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live will be there again. We'd love to see you there at TexasBitconference.com.
Well, that sounds like a great time.
It is a lot of fun.
Yes. Probably you guys are going to be really busy, though, talking to everybody and, you know, probably having to man the booth and do the show. And
they also have me managing a room, too.
Probably need some help down there. That's what I'm suggesting. None too subtly.
I hear you. I hear you. Well, you know, it's all about that plane fare.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But those are always great events.
It's a lot of fun, no doubt. TexasBitcoinConference.com. So, Bill Clinton here calling for an assault weapon ban as though that's going to stop handgun crime, which is far more prevalent, mind you, than assault weapon crime.
Very much so. Bill Clinton tweeted, "This is how we get our news. This is how people announce things anymore."
Right.
Just through Twitter.
That's at least how journalists see it.
Exactly. This is Bill Clinton tweeting, 24 years ago, I signed the federal assault weapons ban into law, along with another policy, which led to a 33-year low in the murder rate. We've done it before. We should do it again. The article continues, a few things must be noted right now. First, the quote, assault weapons ban did not ban assault weapons. Rather, it stripped them of certain cosmetic features, such as flash hiders and collapsible stocks, among other things.
Right, a flash hider is just this bit on the barrel that just hides the flash.
It does. It's not even hiding it from anybody else. It's to keep it from destroying your night vision. It's more for the shooter than for anything that they're shooting at. It has zero effect on the lethality. But it was 100% legal to buy an AR-15 during the, quote, assault weapons, unquote, ban. Second, there has not been any proof the ban reduced crime. The Department of Justice's National Institute of Justice made this clear. As the ban ended in 2004, the Washington Times quoted University of Pennsylvania professor Christopher Cooper, author of the NIJ report, saying, quote, "We cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. And indeed, there has been no discernible reduce in the lethality and injuriousness of gun violence," unquote.
The lowest murder rate that I've got here for the U.S. was 2014. The gun ban, the assault weapons ban had been lapsed at that point for many years.
True, absolutely.
And so the claim that it had led to a 33-year low or something like that, it's true, it led to it, but that doesn't, there's no, the correlation is tenuous at best.
Right, and by saying led to it, I think the only definition you could accept would be it preceded it.
Yeah.
And whether there's any,
it preceded
any,
it.
Right, that's it. And so did World War II.
Right.
So maybe World War II led to this all-time low in violence, and that's the thing. Did you ever read Freakonomics by any chance?
Yes.
Yeah, but I always thought it was interesting. I've never really fact-checked this, but the assertion that the drop in crime during the 1990s, they found a correlation or causation. They implied a causation.
Implied a causation, yeah.
From
abortion rates or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Versus Roe v. Wade, and when men of a certain age and a certain social standing would have been, you know, released onto the streets, in turn, in actuality, they were aborted as children, and that may have reduced that population enough to have a noticeable impact on crime. I don't know if there's anything to it, but those...
I tend to think that there's a possibility.
Right.
I mean, you know, the... First off, I recognize that a fetus is a human life.
Right.
I recognize that.
Without it, and that's not
However,
the point of me bringing this up, of
It's
course.
Humans that commit murder.
Right.
You know, no one's ever charged a bull with murder. So we're talking about humans here. And if of the people that are unwanted, of the children that are unwanted in the world, it would seem like likely that the ones that people choose to abort, most of those are going to be unwanted. And I would think that the percentage of folks, killers out there, are probably pretty high of folks that were unwanted. Just a
right.
guess.
Right.
I mean, I can see a correlation. Sure.
Yeah. We'll go back to the story. One of the reasons for the predictable failure of, quote, assault weapons bans is that rifles of any kind, and assault weapons specifically, are not weapons of choice for criminals. For example, FBI crime stats show that more than four times as many people were stabbed to death in 2016 as were shot with or killed with any kind of rifle. In a march on May 30th, 2018, Breitbart News reported a Rockefeller Institute of Government study showing the mass shooters chose handguns over assault weapons by a margin of 3-1 during the 50 years spanning 1966 to 2016. So, you know, now we're not even talking about crime. We're talking about a study that actually looks at mass shooting, which mm-hmm. most people will associate with the assault weapon.
Sure.
Which is kind of interesting. And let's not forget the article continues. Clinton's call for an assault weapons ban comes the day after a California man kills five people with a handgun.
Sure. And yeah. the thing about a handgun is that it's much more concealable. You
yeah.
can get those, you know, those long magazines for them.
Sure.
And, you know, that's and very few people want to ban those. I mean,
right.
there's certainly cities that have banned them. But those cities, by the way, are some of the most dangerous places in America.
They're not places you don't want to have a handgun.
Right. And, I mean, people have pointed out that, you know, most of the dangerous places in America are run by Democrats.
Yeah.
And, okay, it's also worth pointing out that people with concealed carry permits are the lowest of people as far as likelihood to commit a crime.
Right.
They're a tenth as likely to commit a crime as a police officer.
Yeah, and I find that statistic just amazing. And not so much that people with concealed weapons permits are likely to be law-abiding citizens and not perform crimes against their fellow man, but it really just tells me how many crimes are committed by policemen. That's what shocked
me
about the whole thing.
Well, police are much less likely to be charged with a crime than sort of your average citizen, too. And it just,
they are.
It just shows how unlikely concealed carry permit holders are
sure.
to do these sorts of things. I mean, it's, you know, these people are not committing crimes.
Yeah.
And now, I would say that many of the people who are shot by an assault weapon are likely shot, you know, in someone's home.
Right. Or more likely involving drug dealing, black markets, and things like that.
Could be. And of course, there's the mass shooting. There's plenty of assault weapons involved in that. Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Florence has weakened to a tropical depression, but officials warn of dangerous flooding from inland rivers. FEMA's Jeffrey Byard.
This storm had the potential and has destroyed infrastructure. We know we have isolated road closures, multiple road closures from both interstates all the way down to county and local roads.
The biggest immediate concern is flash flooding. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
If you're in a low-lying area, you need to leave and go somewhere else.
The rivers are overflowing with rain from North Carolina. Colonel Alvin Taylor heads the state's Natural Resources Agency.
Still on the same time frame of those rivers starting to rise sometime Tuesday into Tuesday night, Wednesday, the Waccamaw River Basin may actually be delayed into Wednesday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Oh, we forgot to mention where Daryl is. People always want to know these things.
Right.
Do you know where Daryl is?
Where's Daryl? Daryl's in New York, or in D.C., right?
I don't know. Is he running a submarathon?
I think so.
That's mostly what he's been traveling for, is he just wants to run marathons these days.
He's a running fool.
He's putting in a lot of miles per week.
Yes, he is.
Just amazing. And the physical change in him, dramatic. This guy was obese.
Yes.
And now he weighs less than I do. I'm 200 pounds. People would say it sits relatively well in my frame.
Right.
But those people are kind. I
appreciate that when people say things.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Nice of them.
Right.
But he is svelte. He's, you know, lost a lot of weight. It's amazing.
Yes, he has.
He's going to be running in the New York Marathon here in relatively near future. You can go support him at run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. Another project that we have here at Free Talk Live is cryptotip.org. Cryptotip.org is a printable tip that you can leave on a table before a server. We recommend tipping in cash also. Like, give them a good tip in cash, then leave this as an additional tip And I believe it's a great outreach tool. You can choose the amount of the tips that you want to print. You can get an email notification when they're redeemed. You can make notes on your tips, like to who you left them and who you left them with and where and all that. In the admin page, unredeemed tips. I think this is the best part. Unredeemed tips expire and return back to you. So you're not just printing up a paper wallet, which anyone could do, and giving it away and hoping that the person cashes it in. If they don't, that's fine. You get your money back, and you can send it on to somebody else. Create tips for no additional fee or donate to the site's development. Now with Dash and Bitcoin Cash, CryptoTip.org. It's a great project, and I'm really glad that Ian took that into hand and developed it.
You bet. Yeah. So if you want to talk a little bit about Gleck. I'm sorry. His name is Gary Kleck.
Gary Kleck.
And we've been talking guns, but yeah. Just a little bit of background here. Kleck was a researcher. I'm just going to read this story because it makes more sense that way. In April, we wrote about, and this is coming to us from the Daily Caller, we wrote about the unpublished Center of Disease Control survey from 1996 to 1998 that evidently confirmed the findings of Gary Kleck, PhD, and Mark Gertz, PhD, from 1992, that there were likely about 2.4 million civil defensive gun uses, DGUs, each year in the United States.
2.4 million civilian defensive gun usages. Okay.
Exactly. In other words,
usage incidents.
The question is how often does a good guy with a gun stop a crime?
Stop a crime. Because if a crime is stopped, it is unlikely to be reported.
Right.
So if somebody's coming up to you in a weird way, you lift your shirt, show them that you've got a weapon, that person turns around and walks off.
Right.
No crime has been committed. No crime is going to be reported. And if you aren't harmed and nothing's even if a person says, give me your wallet, you say, I'd like to give you this handgun. And the person's like, never mind, I was just kidding.
Right, just joking.
I can't believe you pulled a gun on me. I was just kidding.
Right.
And they wander off. You're not going to go to a cop on that.
Right.
How are you going to benefit by going to a cop?
It's certainly going to lead to an underreporting of incidences. So there may be cases. I can imagine a case where, you know, some guy, you know, flew up to me with a knife and, you know, it was in front of a bunch of people and maybe somebody else called the police or maybe I did because the guy ran off and I thought he might be a danger to others. You can see situations like that, but it seems to me like it's always going to lead minimally to underreporting of crimes.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is what
I also wonder to myself, if somebody wants to do something bad and they get a gun pulled on them or shown to them or something like that, does it stop them for the rest of their lives too?
Right.
I mean, you know, like you've just had a near-death experience, pal.
Right. Right.
And some people are going to say, this whole life of crime thing, it's not for me. Now, I don't know what the percentage is.
Right.
The percentage of recidivism from convicted felons from adult prisons is quite high.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you from youthful offender prisons, so those are the young guys but not the juveniles.
Right.
That's much lower because youthful offenders are always first-time conviction, and they're always much lower, and those people much more likely to just, you know, move on.
Right.
If a person hits their 27th birthday and they're still committing crimes, that person's a criminal. You know?
Yes. But if a person, the die is cast.
Yeah, it's not unlikely that a young male commits a felony at some point in their life.
Right.
So, incarceration sometimes will stop them from doing those things. Sometimes they just stop on their own, and maybe being shown a gun and thinking, oh, I could be bit, might be a thing that would change their mind.
Yeah, and I think anybody put into that position where you're faced with something that will kill you, something that you are looking death in the eye, that's got to be a wake-up call, at least for some people. So, again, Dr. Kleck discovered that
there's very few heroes that had guns pointing at them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not a good idea to, if somebody points a gun at you, do what they say. It's my best advice.
Right. Dr. Kleck discovered that CDC data last fall and extrapolating it to compare the data from 13 states to his own national survey concluded that the results fell within about 2.5% of each other. It may be worth reviewing our April piece, and this again is the Daily Caller, to understand the background for Kleck's reanalysis. Kleck and Gertz's original survey done in 1995 is called the National Self-Defense Survey. The CDC's work was contained in its annual...
This was CDC...
Yeah, okay. Centers for Disease Control, Control Task.
This.
Right.
All right.
The CDC's work was contained in its annual Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System survey. That's a mouthful.
No. It's
yeah.
Government.
Thanks, government. Robert Verbruggen of National Review reasonably criticized Kleck's conclusion on the basis that the 13 states sampled over 3 years by the CDC in the BRFSS may not be directly comparable to the national sample in the NSDS. See the updated introduction to Reasons April 20th article.
So what are these acronyms standing for? I'm sorry.
CDC, Centers for Disease Control. Yep. BRFSS is their CDC's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System survey.
So the CDC survey.
Yes. I need to just start skipping all these and just say the study. And let me refine my place. Kleck withdrew his original paper in order to go over the data further. He's now published his own update, which can be found here online at Daily Caller, and a link to the full paper. Reason has also published its discussion of Kleck's, quote, second look. Kleck revised his conclusion about the study to be that it substantiates its in itself an average of 1.1 million defensive gun uses annually during the 3 years it asked about them. It's clear with the surveys from these few states, none sampled in all 3 years, that there could be substantial variations in their ability to represent the nation as a whole. There could be a substantial difference that should be queried in a year, particularly high or low, in defensive gun use.
When we're talking about 1.3 million incidences over, is this in just a few states?
Right, in the 13 states that 13 Kleck
states.
Originally looked at.
Imagine trying to collect that level of data over 50 states.
Right.
And so it would be a lot more incidences, but there's millions of incidences per year of people using guns defensively that are unreported.
Yeah, and certainly underreported. And that was the challenge Kleck had with amassing this data in the first place and why it's been difficult for everybody to try to put together these numbers.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I don't know. Is this a solution for places like New York and Chicago that have high crime? See, it doesn't seem like it. I don't know. Free Talk Live. What do you think? Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Talking about a study here that the original study was done in the mid-90s.
Yes.
Through the Center for Disease Control, and this study has been updated, and the updates continue to say things, the same similar stuff,
yeah.
Which is basically there are millions per year defensive gun usage incidents.
Yep.
That don't result in many cases, that result in underreporting of crime, unreported crime, things like that. So, you know, if somebody's looks like they're gonna do something bad or whatever, a gun gets shown or pulled or brandished or whatever the situation is,
right.
And that no crime occurs, well, no crime occurred.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting where they go. They ask the question, and this is from the 1992 earliest survey, if they believe someone, quote, might have or probably would have or, quote, almost certainly would have been killed otherwise if the gun had not been drawn. And they say that even at 1.1 million defensive gun uses, nearly half may have been saved, half may have saved a life. And we ought to say that, at least conservatively, that at least 16% almost certainly saved a life. Now, when you compare that to approximately 100,000 people shot each year, then you're looking at more people being saved by defensive gun use than actually died at the hands of gun violence. So, you know, it's interesting that... You know, again, this study just never made it really out of government. They saw the results, and for whatever reason, it just Clinton administration chose not to release.
I tend to think that you wouldn't see this out of very many Republicans either. The government doesn't like you using guns.
Right.
They like them using guns. But,
absolutely.
You know, really, I mean, the best evidence out there is that a civil society isn't created by law enforcement.
Right.
It's created by armed civilians. And I've heard many law enforcers tell me things like that, you know, their job is to come and clean up.
Right.
after the crime has been committed, they're there to come and clean up. Your job is to prevent it. You, the individual.
Yeah. And there's no doubt, at least in my mind, that civilian gun ownership in and of itself in rural areas leads to reduced crime. You know, I've lived in some rural areas.
Yeah.
And I've lived in some medium populated areas.
I live in a rural
areas.
Area now.
I certainly do, too. And people just in general know that their neighbors are likely to be armed. And it's not a big deal. But what it does say is, you know, at your own peril, if you decide on a life of crime and if you're going to go knock in somebody's door in the middle of the night, you don't know what's going to be looking back at you.
Right. So a good friend of mine is, you know, he doesn't like guns. And I get it. You don't like guns.
Right.
Don't get one. But don't impress your rules, your personal rules, on the rest of us. He lives in an area where gun ownership is likely very, very, very high.
Right.
And there is very little crime where he lives. So, you know, I pointed out to him multiple occasions, you know, whenever he gets on one of his, you know, tirades, and he right. doesn't have an answer for it. It's like, I don't have an answer for you. Like, yes, I benefit from my neighbors having guns.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I'm sure your neighbors are happy to give you that benefit. If you're not a good choice for people to have guns, well, then don't have them. Or, I'm sorry, if you're not a good choice personally to have a gun, then don't have it. Just simply don't have it. But if you're a responsible person and you've got a concealed carry permit and all that stuff, the likelihood is that you're not a criminal. Very, very, very high that you're not a criminal.
Right. And to those types of people, and I've said this before, I mean, then please do your put your money where your mouth is. Go out today and buy a nice sign for your front yard that says this is proudly a gun-free home. Put it right out there alongside the street.
Yeah, it seems like a really unwise move.
It does, but seriously, if you believe it that strongly, then why aren't you doing that? Why, if you're telling everyone else that they should not have guns in their home, then you should lead by example. Brag about it.
There you go.
Good luck.
Let's go to Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bad Slave, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I just want to add to the conversation here. And I'm very, very happy you guys are talking about this, because this is the critical concern right here and now about, you know, whether people are better off on their own with their own self-defense or not. I mean, and I'm saying that the evidence that shows up here, and I think that, as you've already mentioned, I must repeat that it's likely a lot higher number.
Right.
Than exactly, you know, what's been shown, because you're right. You know, people don't like to call the cops. Calling, you know, I don't know if you've seen the commercials for USCCA or something, that where they're advertising insurance for
yes.
gun owners who, you know, specifically end up in some trouble because they carried a gun.
Concealed carry insurance is a fairly popular thing.
There you go. And I, you know, and that's, there's a reason for that. It has nothing to do with the, you know, the cops doing reasonable stuff, you know, and making good choices.
I can understand why an insurance company would be happy to give concealed carry insurance, because it, to me, what that says is that you're giving a bunch of people who have shown their worth, their insurability in this situation, and all they're really looking for is to not have to pay huge legal bills if they actually have to use the weapon.
That's it. And that's it. And I've at various points in my life, I've carried the insurance. It's Yeah, I won't say it's inexpensive, but to make it worthwhile, you know, you do want to have a fairly sizable policy. But that is, it's really for those, the one in a million chance, and believe me, that's what I believe my civilian use of a gun likely is. And I would rather have it and not have to worry about it. But the likelihood that I will go through my entire life and never have to pull my gun in anger or in defense is really, really likely. That's just how
so
it works.
So you never have?
Never have.
Okay, good.
Never have. Not once.
That's life.
So I know some people that have used their handguns in multiple times. And walked away, and there was no police consequence. So right. That was good. And I also the progressives out there that are lusting to take our guns away, and they can say all they want that they don't want the guns taken away, but they're lying. Number two, they'll say they don't want them taken away, but we want to restrict. We want to, but the minute that you register guns is the minute that the authorities can start to collect them.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want registration. You don't want, you don't want interference. That's what the Second Amendment is talking about. The establishment of a free society requires that people be armed. And this is what we're talking about. And the other thing is that they're actually lying, or they're completely ignorant when they say that the only use for a gun is to kill someone. The vast majority of uses of guns, of actual uses, is what we're talking about.
Right, that's what Clark shows. And that's why it's good.
Yeah.
And it's still relevant. And as far as registration goes, if you are foolish enough or through circumstance, you have no other alternative but to let the government know that you have a gun, knowing that the likelihood that some hardcore progressives are going to come into power at some point and they're going to try to take it, then you need to look at companies like Defense Distributed that are putting plans on how to make your own. This is a legal process. You can make your own legal, unserialized gun at home.
That's
I appreciate the call, man.
855-450-3733. I appreciate your thoughts on gun ownership. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.